We kind of decided last year that the majority of the things took place more in the downtown and around the Central Park area. So we kind of had a conversation about the fact that maybe people didn't want to go through the hassle of crossing 17 with the traffic. So we thought it would be a great time to utilize the green space between the band shell and the fire department. So we've moved our antique vendors over there. In the Central Park area, we'll have kids activities, some craft vendors, some nonprofit organizations, and then, of course, the band shell entertainment.
And food vendors, I know, are included in that space, too.
Food vendors will be in the parking lot. The antique tractor show takes place in the parking lot. So we kind of tried to just make it a little more user-friendly.
And the big part of this includes a car show and now a tractor pull too, right?
Correct. Last year we partnered with the Aledo Police Benevolent to take on the car show. Knucklebusters had done it for 8 years and they were kind of ready to retire from that. So we're extremely thankful that the Benevolent decided to help us out. So they've really spearheaded that. We have a lot of great things going on with the car show this year. So we're really looking forward to some new things happening with that. And then, yeah, we partnered up with John Hank and the Galva Tri-County Pullers for a lawn and garden tractor pull. I think they have somewhere between 75 and 100 tractors that they're anticipating, and that will take place down by the old junior high. And we have the 5K that kicks off at 8 o'clock Saturday morning over by the old junior high as well, and you can still register for that too.